Begin.
Okay. I am calling the Bay State Road Back Bay West Architectural Conservation District Commission public meeting to order at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, March 8th, 2022. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the June 16th, 2021 legislation, extending the suspension of these provisions until April of 2022. We are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bbwcdc@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
All right, thank you. And we'll move to our first project. That's application 22.0871, 190 Bay State Road, replacement of an existing light pole and an installation of a DAS node. And our applicant, are you here, Keenan?
I am here, yes. Hi, Joe.
Hi, hello. I'll just start with, I have some additional photos that I'll start with. So here, okay. So these are the antennas that we've been seeing quite often come through the district. And this particular one is being proposed outside of 190 Bay State Road. So right in this area here, there is an existing one across the street over here. And I'll zoom in a little. Here is the existing one over here. And the proposed one is over here.
That's correct. Yep.
And here is the light pole that is proposed to be replaced. And here's the other one across the street. And the only difference I note, if you look at the one across the street, this is typical of all the DAS nodes we've approved on Bay State Road, in that they have this base cabinet at the bottom and the shrouded antenna at the top. And this particular one, what's being proposed is without the base, but with the equipment mounted to the side. And my staff recommendation is to approve this, but with the cabinet base, so it's consistent with all the other DAS nodes that we have approved. So Keenan, here are some examples. Here's one we approved.
Yeah. And I'm familiar with that style, Joe, if I can just interrupt one quick. But when we had a meeting, I believe it was last summer, I had proposed something on Beacon Street and I thought we had talked about using a base cabinet, and that was not the preference. But I could do either one. It doesn't really matter to us. So if you wanted the base cabinet, I thought your preference was to have the equipment cabinet on hanging on the pole.
Yeah, it's different in different districts.
I was just trying to, like, because I different districts have different opinions on it. So I was trying to match up what we had discussed last time. But
yeah, okay,
that's fine. We can certainly make that change, and I'll share any revisions with you.
Sure. And here, I didn't mean to hijack your presentation.
Although I think that was helpful. Just like out of the box, just so we could look at it. So that'll help me explain this anyhow, but I'm here on behalf of Extenet Systems. I've been in front of this board and other ones in the past. Extenet has an existing agreement with the city of Boston, and there are certain pole designs that are allowed utilizing these small cells. This one meets the specifications as outlined in that agreement. Also note that this location has been approved by the Boston Streetlight folks, so they're okay with this, and they're aware that this pole is going to be replaced or proposed. It does meet the specifications in terms of height, increase in height, and the allowed equipment on it. And lastly, the cabinet and the antennas will be placed on a new pole. Again, the ones specified here show an equipment cabinet, but we have a design also that's approved by the city for a cabinet at the base, which you just saw. So that's fine, Joe. I mean, if I'm glad you were able to show this, and That's the cabinet that you're showing right now at the base, and the other one would be about halfway up on the pole, and it would there'd be like a cabinet resting on the pole itself. So that's essentially it. I'm certainly willing to take any questions, but I would expect that the pole will be very similar to this. I don't know the specific height of this one, but ours is about the exact same height as the existing, about two, I think it's 23, almost 24 feet, plus the antenna at the top.
So Keenan, this is Tom. There's a precedent then for the pole with the cabinet at the base on base
yes.
already, right? No, this new one would look like the one that's already there.
Yeah, this would be identical to the one we could meet this request in identical to what we're looking at here.
Well, I think see what the other commissioners think. It seems to me that having the same thing makes sense in both locations versus something new.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
At some point, I'd love to see a photo of what it looks like with the unit higher up on the pole too, not just a drawing, but a photograph. Like, it's just be interesting to see that.
Right. So a lot of the ones that were done initially over the past couple of years were this design. And then there became a movement to try to put an equipment cabinet on there. So that's a relatively new design, but that's something I may be able to present going forward as soon as these start to get built.
And Joe, did you say that the ones with the cabinet higher up or with the unit higher up are already in place or already approved elsewhere?
Both. So this is what we've approved all up and down Bay State Road. So
I understood it, but if I wanted to go look at one of these other ones with the unit higher up in the pole, is there somewhere I could go to take a look at it?
I believe in the South End, they have them. I think they're the ones who, I think the South End prefers not to have the cabinet base. So okay. Probably in the South End, but I can find out for you.
And just to be clear, I'm not suggesting that here. I just would like, just out of interest, would like to see one that has the unit higher up.
Yeah, the back bay's been approving them consistently like this too. So this would be consistent with the back bay.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, Joe, we don't need any other drawings or anything. You can do that administratively that we switch to the base.
Yeah, as long Keenan, as long as you send me a revised drawing showing the
pole and the base. I can get you that. Like I said, it's a standard design. I can get you that tomorrow.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
We can move ahead with the proposal and leave it administratively to do the rest. Is that right, Joe?
Yes. Yep.
Good.
And I don't see any other members of the public. So if there are no other questions from commissioners, if somebody would like to make a motion.
T, do you want to make a motion or you want me to?
I make a motion to approve as have staff finalize the approval.
Great. Happy to second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Great.
Joe, can you hear me?
Yes. Yep. We heard your rule.
Okay. All right.
Great. Thank you.
I wasn't sure.
All right. Thanks, Keenan. We'll follow up Joe, tomorrow.
I'll send you that tomorrow so I don't forget it, right? Then you'll have it, all right?
Great. Sounds right, good. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for your time. Take care.
Bye-bye. And Joe, we just need to do the February 8th minutes. Is that right?
Yes. And then I have a few staff comments.
Okay. Does anybody want to make a motion to approve the minutes from February 8th?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Yep, I'll second it.
Great.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Great. Motion passed. Joe, I'll turn it back to you.
Sure. So staff comments, we have an exciting project coming up in Bay Village, and Tom is a member of the Bay Village Historic District Commission. We've been, ever since I started with the city in 2016, there's been discussion about replacing the gas lamps in the city with LED lights. And, you know, it's something that with carbon neutrality and natural gas being phased out, you know, over the next 30 years that we're going to have to address. So if you're familiar with Bay Village, at 212 Stewart Street, a large tower was approved by the Bay Village Historic District Commission a few years ago. And as part of that project, the street for utilities had to be opened up and the existing gas lamps had to temporarily be removed. And trying to think about where we could have a mock-up of what an electrified gas lamp would look like, this seemed like a good opportunity to do it. And the Bay Village Historic District Commission has an application from that developer to replace the gas lamps with LED lights. So on this coming Monday, on March 14th at 7 p.m., the Bay Village Historic District Commission is having a public meeting to look at a mock-up of the gas lamp. And they're really wanting as many members of the other commissions to come and take a look at it and give feedback, because it's an important decision and it's something that could impact gas lamp replacement in other areas of the city. So if you're unable to make that public meeting, we are planning to schedule another one sometime in March, but we will be meeting Monday, March 14th, 7 o'clock, on the corner of Shawmut Street and Church Street, which is in the vicinity of 212 Stewart Street, but that's Shawmut Street and not Shawmut Avenue. So
it's an in-person meeting, not a virtual meeting. So
we'll in person, because it's outside, it's outdoors.
Yeah, good. No problem. I just wanted to make it clear. Yep.
And I'll be sending out an email tonight or tomorrow, again, with the details. But, if you can make it, that would be great and provide some feedback. We will have a survey available for people, so people can complete a survey or just email us comments at blc@boston.gov.
Wonderful.
Hey, great, Joe. I'll be there.
Great.
I'll be there. Yep.
We want a day like we had last Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
And I think that's all the updates I have. I did mention at the beginning, if you missed it, we have had two Zoom hacking incidents with our public hearing. So that's why when you joined today, you weren't immediately able to turn on your video and your microphone. So, if this was a larger hearing, we will be making the commissioners, staff, and presenters co-host, so you can share your screen, show your video, and unmute yourself. But members of the public will not have that opportunity. They'll have to request permission during public comment by raising their hand to be unmuted, and they won't be able to show their video. So, we're going to be updating our version of Zoom to have a more secure webinar version. So I think we'll have a little better handle on it, but just temporarily until we have that updated version, we're going to be using these security measurements for the short term.
Great, Jeff, thanks. There
was talk about going back to in-person meetings, and is that still happening, the planning for that?
So right now it's been, the virtual meetings have been extended until July 15th. And we are working, we've met with other commissions throughout the city who do public hearings about doing hybrid meetings. And that would mean most likely that staff and commissioners would be present in person, and members of the public could be, as in the past, welcome in person as well, but that we would have a virtual component for members of the public so they could join. But it's going to require quite a bit of technology, and we're still trying to work that all out, how that's going to work. But I think that it looks like that's after July 15th, that's the direction we're going to be moving in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's all I have.
So, do you want me to make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Please, thank you.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, everyone. Hopefully we'll see you on Monday. And Tom, I'll see you in a couple of minutes.
You will. It's 6 o'clock, right, Joe?
6 o'clock, yep.
See you then.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Okay, bye now.